Milwaukee police arrested a 61-year-old white man suspected for throwing alleged battery acid on a local Hispanic man. Police are investigating the case as a hate crime and have referred the case to the district attorney's office for charges. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on how the victim and others in the near South Side are responding.
Maud Villalaz was heading to a Mexican restaurant on Milwaukee's near South Side Friday night. That's when, he says, a bystander started berating him about how he parked his car. Villalaz is a U.S. citizen of Peruvian descent. He said the man asked, "Why did you come here and invade my country?" and accused him of being here illegally. The man then threw suspected battery acid on Villalaz's face that resulted in second-degree burns and partial damage to his left eye. For his part, Villalaz already seems to believe forgiveness is the way forward.
God bless the guy did this to me. He has his own problems. I just wanted to move on and choose love and take care of what's really important, family, my kids.
But I asked other people in the neighborhood to share their points of view. Stephanie Rivera heard about the incident on the news. She lives just down the block from the restaurant.
I was saddened for the victim and angry about the whole situation.
She has suggestions going forward.
More investigation on the matter and just be kind to one another.
People in the community, including a man named Hector, noted that the battery acid was an extreme attack.
Because, you know, that's uncommon. I mean, who's like carrying acid around with them? Like, who does that?
Milwaukee police have arrested a suspect, but have refused to release his name pending charges. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel identified him as Clifton A. Blackwell, a military veteran whose mother said he had struggled with post-traumatic stress. And police have been investigating the case as a hate crime. One Southside resident, Richard Ruppel, says he needs to know more before passing judgment.
I cannot make up my mind entirely based upon what I've heard in the news. This has to run through the channels and investigate it. On the surface, it's a pretty ugly crime, one person attacking another.
Ruppel says mental illness can drive people to do things that are not right. But many people I spoke to did think it was a hate crime, including Jesus Serrano, who's lived in the neighborhood for 60 years. I caught up with him putting a grocery cart away at a supermarket across the street from where the attack happened.
Well, it probably is. The way things, we're going backwards now instead of forward.
And why do you think that is?
I think the way the president's running the country, that's what's happening. There's too much, he's got too much trouble, and it doesn't stop. It just gets more and more and more. And how is he going to fix all this? He's not.
And that's a view shared by Mayor Tom Barrett, who said in a press conference that Trump is inciting hatred against minorities. The Associated Press reports that the White House has weighed in. Spokesman John Deere said the Trump administration has, quote, repeatedly condemned racism, bigotry, and violence. Deere said in a statement that the only person responsible for this heinous act is the person who committed it, and that the mayor needs to take responsibility confronting the violence in his own community. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.